AudioGo presents A Christmas Hope, a novel by Anne Perry. This book is read by Simon Premel. Claudine Burrows did not look forward to the party. This November of 1868 had been bitterly cold, the kind of chill that creeps into one's bones and makes them ache. Now it was early December and warm again. People were predicting the mild spell would last. Here in London, there might not even be any snow. Most unseasonal. Claudine regarded her face in the glass, not because she admired it, but because she must do the best with it that she could. She had never been pretty, and now, in middle age, she had not even the bloom of earlier years. She had strength, something not always admired in a woman, and character, also not necessarily cared for. But excellent hair. Thick, shining, and with a natural wave. When her maid dressed it in a glamorous style, as she had this evening, it always stayed exactly where she wished. It was the one aspect of her appearance in which her husband, Wallace, had ever expressed his pleasure. Not that that mattered to her any more. He disapproved of too much that was at the core of her, like answering honestly when she was asked her political opinions, which were definitely more radical than most people's. She laughed at the jokes. It would have been more ladylike to pretend not to understand. And despite Wallace's disapproval, she worked at Hester Monk's clinic for sick or injured prostitutes. Voluntarily, of course. She had no need of money, and the clinic had none to offer. She had begun there looking for something better to fill her time with than endless committees. Now she loved it for the fellowship, the variety, and above all, the sense that she was doing something.